I might never dare.
And she took hold of the ladder, put her foot on the first rung and climbed back down to the sitting room.
Why?
Maybe she wanted to be on her own, out in the world, not shut up behind the wall or under the floor.
How do you know how Arietta was feeling?
What do you think this is?
Arietta's diary. That proves it. That proves everything. Where did you find it?
Here.
Arietta was here.
This is the house Tom Goodenough brought them to. The cottage in the wood.
Is she here now?
No. All this happened 100 years ago.
Have you ever seen one here?
No. I suppose I hope there aren't any borrowers left.
Why?
I don't like to think there are people so frightened in the world that they have to hide.
No.
I'd rather think that if there are borrowers, they've grown as tall as we are.
What about my hair bubble?
I don't know.
If they did still exist, and if I ever met one, I'd show them how not to be afraid.
I'm going to get dressed.
Like Tom did.
You look tired.
I'm fine.
I won't be long.
I tell them to stand up tall. Hello? Hello?
In part two of The Borrowers by Mary Norton, dramatised for radio by Sarah Wood, Arietta was played by Claire Corbett, Homily by Paula Wilcox, and Pod by Jeff Rawl. Grandma was played by Barbara Flynn, Ellen, Lil Woods, Spiller, Mostyn James, Mildeye and Hendreary, Sean Prendergast, Chura and Aunt Loopy, Jane Purcell, Tom Goodenough, John Seward, and the Hendreary cousins Poppy and Saul Woods. The music was by Richard Taylor and the assistant producer was David Fleming Williams. The Borrowers was directed by Chris Wallace and is an Autoculus production for BBC Radio 4.